Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Packer Transplants. I'm Aaron Nagler, and with me, as always, is Mr. Corey Banky, my partner here at Cheesehead TV. Directing our live blog is the esteemed Brian Caravu, and we're joined, as always, by our very own Alex Talish of the Packers Lounge. Also joining us as our live blog guest panelist is Andy Hayes from one of the best Packer blogs out there, Packer Geeks. So, Corey, tell us, what's on tap tonight?
Joining us later tonight will be Packers punter Tim Mastey, who is coming off what was arguably the greatest, greatest game a Packers punter has ever had, according to Bob McGinn. But right now, it's time for the good, the bad, and the ugly. We got the good. We got Dom Capers.
The mastermind.
Tremont, my man, Williams.
Making money.
Tim Mastey.
Not even arguably. One of the most dominant performances ever by a Packers punter.
We got the bad. We got Mike McCarthy.
Really? Really, Mike? Really?
And Joe Philbin.
As an accomplice to Mike McCarthy, he is implicit.
And we got the ugly. We got Rex Ryan.
Rex Ryan all week saying, oh, I wouldn't be caught dead at the Meadowlands in Packer gear. Oh, really? Really, Rex? Because the only people left at the end of the game were people in Packer gear. Chanting, go Pack, go.
Wait,
how do you like that?
I was there.
You were there.
You know who else was there?
Who's that, Corey Banky?
Dick Chang.
Richard Chang
in the house.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a live studio audience.
We have a live studio audience.
Of one tonight.
Of one and a half. There's and a guy, half. Richard's friend.
Richard's friend who's
is
apparently
hanging out in the
Raider
living room.
Fan.
A Raider fan.
Is hanging out in the hallway.
Wow.
Or in the living
because
room.
Because that's how
book.
We roll.
Because he didn't think he'd be entertained
speaking
by two
of
Packer fans talking geekdom.
Richard. Or Dick, as we like to call him here in the studio.
Dick Chang, in the house.
Won some tickets to this right here from Cheesehead TV, along with Thaddeus Collins, and who should be in the house tonight. And that was an amazing experience. Was with us for our ultimate Packer fan weekend, Friday night at Kettle of Fish.
Who else was at Kettle of Fish on Friday night, Corey?
Who else? Oh, my goodness. Dave, the man, the Packer legend, linebacker Dave Robinson was in the house. I got to wear the Super Bowl I ring, okay? Probably one of the greatest moments of my life wearing the Super Bowl. There goes that feed. Probably one of the greatest moments of my life. Yeah.
Goodness gracious. It was incredible. Dave Robinson, the man himself, we met him outside the bar as we were about to go in, and he said, hey.
Yeah, we got the Cheesehead TV
Cheesehead,
introduction. That
Cheesehead
nice.
TV, why isn't my book on your site?
Speaking of,
oh,
this is his book right here. This
right
is
here,
book.
We got it in the house, signed by the man himself. One for me and one for Corey.
Oh, that's the wrong camera.
that's it.
Yeah, I didn't even know he had a book.
We were unaware.
The
so,
Lombardi Legacy.
So this
look,
is how this is how amazing how Corey Banky is. This is how amazing Corey
to
is.
To Corey, best always to a super Packer fan from a Packer legend.
He knows he's a Packer
that's
legend.
That's hot. I'm sorry.
So okay. Yeah. So
I have man love for.
So after he tells us this, we go sit in our little corner in the bar, and Corey gets out his MacBook Pro and he doesn't even get that out. He gets out his iPad.
That's nice right there.
And proceeds to add the book to the site.
Look at that! I added the book.
He added it live during the tweet up.
Well, I had my router and my computer. I was like,
no, you had your router and your computer.
It was like Geek Central over my corner. And guess who was hanging with me? Dick Chang. That's right.
Dick Chang was in the house.
And so this
he is in the house. Tonight.
Dave Robinson signed this for Cheesehead TV. This is now going. And what I love about this picture, actually, let me put it on your camera. What I love about this picture right here is look at how he's looking on. He's 89, and Lombardi, that's a Redskins playbook right there. And everybody's running out on the field, and I love the way he's looking. It's great, 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 great shot. That's nice. That's good stuff.
That
and
good stuff,
you know what else is good stuff?
What's that, Corey Banky?
My hometown paper, the New York Post, okay? Man, ouch. Green Bay sends Jets packing. And then on the back, it's like, Packers zip frightful Jets offense horror show. And that's what it was.
It was a horror show.
It was a horror
show. If you're a New York Jets fan.
It was a great show. I mean, somebody called me a douchebag at the game.
Yeah. Someone told
you know
told
it's a good
you,
game when you get called a douchebag.
Someone tweeted that they saw me giving the business to a Jets fan. Here's how it went down, ladies and gentlemen. Corey Banky is an insane fan when at a game.
No.
I don't know if you know this. I don't know if you could tell this. But he's a little loud and opinionated. My favorite part was probably when they did the J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets chant. And after everyone got done, every time Corey would yell, "Suck!" really loud.
Yeah, that wasn't very
nice. So the guy in the makeup in the front row yelling "suck" after every time they say J-E-T-S, Jets, 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 kind of drew the attention of some of the locals.
Patrick, I'm only saying that the New York Post is good because I love their covers. They're just brilliant covers.
Oh, no, no.
I don't need a Rupert Murdoch rag. I'm not liking that, but
okay,
the covers
sucks.
Are nice.
We
the,
all
post
know the Post
does
sucks,
but the covers are nice.
You have to read it.
And it's all about the sports, too, with the
Post.
Yeah,
it's a must read.
And it's my hometown paper. I got my New York Times app on the iPad. I got my New York Times app on the iPhone. Come on. Don't play it.
So this guy tells Corey to sit the F down. And I turned around and politely suggested that he shut up.
I didn't see that part. But I believe it happened.
Later on in the game, this guy comes down to Corey and I and just slides right by me and comes up to Corey.
You know, you're really being a douchebag.
Excuse me, you're being a douchebag. And there's some guys, you know, in this section who really want to follow you out into the parking lot.
Meanwhile, it's 6-0.
And these two guys were behind us who were fantastic Jets fans. Because we talked to them before the game. We were like, look, we're going to be loud. We're going to cheer for our team. But we'll give you props when the Jets play well.
Yeah, well, exactly the guys behind us, they love me because I'd be like, oh, high-fiving.
It was great.
It was nice.
So they were cool with us. And so they told us, as you know, when this guy came down and said that you're being a douchebag or whatever, they were like, hey, those guys give you any trouble, we'll take care of them. And then later, at the end of the game, two guys came down and said, did that guy give you trouble? If he says anything else, just tell us. We'll kick his ass.
Yeah, because Jets fans are cool. They really are. So you know who else is cool?
Who's that?
Jersey L.
Jersey L was in the house with some major tailgate action.
Jersey L.
Thank you,
Jersey Debo L. NJ.
Have we done a ton of people?
Brian Miller? Thaddeus Collins.
John Crimmings was there?
Man.
Fantastic
people
stuff,
couldn't
people.
Find us. It was awesome. It was better than the Redskins. We got to see the Queen of the Tundra.
Queen
Which I had
of
that picture
tundra.
Up right now. I need that. I need to get that. I should have had that picture
that
ready.
That was fantastic.
Queen of the Tundra and Clay Matthews III was there. He was there at our
he
tailgate.
He was indeed.
It was fun.
He was.
We were hanging up.
It was good fun. It was very good fun. And speaking of good fun, how about the Packers annihilating the New York football Jets, a team which no one gave the Packers a chance, except for two Packer bloggers.
Yeah, I believe.
Whose names escaped me at the moment.
You know, I was thinking about this and I was going to toot my own horn, but then I realized that, you know what, if I'm going to do that, then when we lose, I have to yell at myself because I'm always going to say the Packers are going to win.
Nothing
That's not going to change.
That's nothing wrong with that.
But you know, I'm sick of the haters.
I'm just saying.
I'm sick of the haters.
I never said implicitly that, you know, I didn't come out and say, yes, the Packers are going to win this game. But halfway through the week, I distinctly remember tweeting, you know, but we'll get to that. I distinctly remember tweeting that, okay, way too much negativity going on. Packer fans have already given up on this game, and it was only like Tuesday or Wednesday. I said, hey, the Packers have a very, very, very good chance to win this game. They match up pretty well, and I think people are way too dismissive of the Packers' chances.
There's too many haters in the world.
And lo and behold, what came to pass?
There's too many haters in the world. And you know what? Still, the story that the news media writes, and this includes the Packer beat writers, we know who you are. We know who you are, okay? They want to tell the story that they want to tell, okay?
Yep, yep.
And the story is the Jets made so many mistakes. Oh, they dropped so many balls. And no, okay?
Nope.
What happened was...
Oh, is there another team on the field?
The Jets met the Green Bay Packer defense. And they got shut out!
Corey lays it all for you there, right there. There's no mistake in that. I love it. He's getting all upset right now. You should have seen. This is nothing compared to what he was like in the car.
They got after
the game
out
after we had won.
That's a new stadium. Billions of dollars.
Corey was more mad after the game than he was like before or during the game. Mad, not like, not like upbeat, not like anything. He was mad
because I know
he was
that
pissed that so many people had like written off the Packers and then they won. It gave him permission to like unleash his fury. It was great.
It's too easy to write stories about injuries, and it's too easy to write stories. You know what? This team just showed up, okay? They showed up, and not everybody did. Not everybody did. You know who did show up, though?
Who's that?
Tremont Williams showed up.
Oh, yes, he did.
Okay? That was a mistake. No, he took the ball out of his hands. Charles Woodson showed up.
Yes, he did.
What did Charles Woodson do? Oh, that was a mistake? Did he drop the ball? No. He took the ball out of his hands.
Okay, let's calm down now and talk about some Packer stuff here. Some stuff we saw on Sunday, namely a pretty out of sync offense. And I wrote about this today. If you haven't had a chance, check it out. McCarthy's misuse of the running backs is bordering on criminal at this point. Bordering on criminal. Okay, I get it. I really do. I understand. Ooh, they'll never expect John Kuhn to run a toss play. There's a reason, Mike.
No, I figured it out.
There's a reason.
No, he's trying to get all of the weird plays on film. So then when he does that, he can do the opposite, and then he can give it to Jackson. That's what it is, dude, because if Kuhn is on film, they think it's going to Kuhn. Then he gives it to Jackson. One game, Jackson has 200 yards.
God, I hope you're right, because right now it's just pissing me off. I mean, it's third and inches. You've got John Kuhn, and you run Jackson into the line.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes no sense to me. You've got Brandon Jackson. A guy with some wiggle to him. No, give it to John Kuhn on the toss play. It's just killing me.
Maybe
it's killing me.
Maybe McCarthy secretly inside is like, he's like a film director and he just really wants people to yell Kuhn all the time.
Apparently so. He's all about the audio. He's all about the Foley.
He's afterwards. All about the entertainment experience for Packer fans.
You know what's not all about the entertainment experience for Packer fans? That would be the offensive line on
Sunday. Ooh, yikes.
After a string of fantastic games, they pretty much put together, if not their worst outing of the season, probably not quite that bad. It was definitely, one to be forgotten. A performance to be forgotten.
Yeah. What did the offense play? Can't remember.
It was rough. It was rough going.
You look at Roger's stats versus Sanchez, and they're kind of similar except for the turnovers.
Well, yeah, I still think Rodgers demonstrated how much better of a quarterback he is on Sunday. I mean, much better of a quarterback, without question. That said, I was actually surprised at how well they did at keeping the rush off of Rodgers. I just think in the run game they just had absolutely no. Jason Wilde. Get an avatar by answering your emails.
Yeah, it's true. No, he didn't get an invite.
Invite him?
Well, I was going to. I didn't know he's going to be on.
Oh, I see.
And he actually is commenting, and then I think Brian invited him, but now he's trying to get an avatar. But he's on our live blog right now.
Jason Wilde. Joining the show.
I would say I'm nervous, but...
Don't be.
I'm not.
Please.
I said I'd have a Vuvuzela for him, and I don't have one.
Was Jason Wilde featured on ESPN.com?
And Yahoo.
Featured story. And Yahoo.com. After this
Yahoo
game?
Sports.
I don't think he was. I think Corey Banky was.
Man, I really need
to
have
that. In full
regalia.
And also, thank you, my ear. Thank you, my ear, yeah. My right ear, featured in that picture. Thank you. Thank you very
much. I love how, Jason Wilde was like, is that Corey on Twitter? And then all of a sudden, when it was like, oh, I'm a face painter. Like a fence painter.
Well, like, you are a face painter.
I know,
you paint
but,
your face
but
and
it's
you
not.
Go to the game.
He made it seem like it was like a carnival show. Like I'm a face painter at like the kiddie show.
You don't paint other people's faces. You just paint your own at the game.
No, I like to call it my war paint.
Okay. You know who needs some war paint?
The Chief.
James Jones needs some war paint.
Ooh, James Jones really does.
That drop on the go pattern.
Oh, man.
Inexcusable. What is with this guy? I saw someone today, I think John Rahor of... He's a fantastic Packer blogger in his own right. If you haven't checked out his stuff, do it. John made the comparison that James Jones was the second coming of Robert Ferguson. Now, I'm not ready to go that far, but the inconsistency is very similar. I think Jones is a lot more talented than Ferguson was, but I do admit that the up and down every single week, you never know what you're going to get from this guy, mm-hmm. has become... beyond frustrating at this point.
It's true.
I mean, you go from a fantastic performance like he had against the Vikings to a horrible performance against the Jets. And then you go back throughout the season and kind of see the same thing. Even to one game in the Bears game where he had a great game and then he fumbles practically the entire game away on his own. So it'll be interesting. The big news today, of course, is that Donald Driver told Bill Michaels that he won't be playing on Sunday night. So... here's a chance for James Jones. Maybe get a little redemption.
It's kind of similar, though, Robert Ferguson and James Jones.
I think
like,
so.
The more
I just
you,
think
when
he has
you
a
really,
lot more
like,
talent.
When you really mull that over, though, Like the way the just the career trajectory.
Yeah, absolutely.
The flashes.
I mean, people always want to say, "Oh, I think Jay." We've heard coming into the season, people would like the common phrase among Packer fans was that, "Oh, James Jones could be a one or a two on another team." I don't think so.
Nelson did have an okay game, though.
I think Nelson had a great game. I think Nelson just needs a couple more opportunities.
Yeah.
You know who else needs more opportunities? Tom Crabtree.
Mm.
I'm telling you, man, get Crabtree involved.
Wait,
I'm saying it right now. I'm saying it. I said it on Twitter. I'm saying it right now. Get the man the ball.
Oh, wait, you tweet?
Apparently.
Didn't know that. So, yeah.
So, yeah, now you're going to try to get back on script. That's noble. That's noble, Banky.
Well, then I looked.
I like it.
Then I looked and I saw we were done with the offense, and I didn't know what to talk about.
We'll go on to the defense. Come on.
Well,
come on.
Guide us there, Corey. Well, we've got things to show about the defense.
We sure
do. We've got interesting tidbits to show. There's one thing that, you know what, I'm just going to get it out of the way because
you just want to do it.
You know,
never mind this, the second thing.
I know. I just want to see this 20 times, so that's one. Okay.
Okay. Go make that full screen, dog. People don't want to see our ugly mugs. They want to see this.
That's true.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Clay Matthews sealing the game. Oh, my goodness. There is nothing wrong with that. What's great about this?
Wait, how many times did that? Was that like 10?
We're not close.
Okay.
What's great about this is that all game, he was trying this, but he's going to the outside.
I have to admit,
And then he swipes the arms and goes inside and demolishes Sanchez.
By the time I saw this, because I was looking upfield, and I was, I saw it from behind on this side, by the time I saw it, he was already hitting Sanchez, and once I saw this on ESPN, I literally gasped. It's so, and this does not do it justice, because in real time, this is so incredibly fast.
Yeah, and it was so violent and so great and so awesome and every other word that you can think to describe it.
That is the future of the Green Bay Packers right there.
Yes,
that, how awesome is that? Okay, let's just say that for 2 seconds.
It's beyond awesome.
That is the future of the Green Bay Packers. The man who could succeed Nitschke as one of the greatest linebackers of all time, possibly.
Indeed. And not one of the greatest linebackers of all time in any way, shape, or form, but still who had a fantastic play. Is a gentleman we're about to play right here, in Brandon Chiller, who had a fantastic sack, where he beat LaDainian Tomlinson on the pickup there, on the overload. That's a great play. I mean, Tomlinson is known for being a pretty good pass protector, and Chiller just goes right through it. I mean, and Chiller played very limited snaps, and he's seen his playing time decrease since Bishop has been used more and more in the passing game, and. Actually, Hawk has been used a lot more than I expected in the last couple weeks. But Chiller, making the most of his opportunities here. And I just thought the linebackers as a whole, as a unit, had their best game of the season.
Yeah.
I mean, Bishop.
Well,
was
they
just,
covered for it was
Bishop was just out of this world. Hawk even had a pass breakup or two. He did get beat on the deep post to Kadri. But for the most part, the linebackers were out of this world.
Jason Wilde wants us to talk about Charlie Pepper.
Oh, gee, I wonder why. Like I said this morning, Wildy, or was it yesterday? I can't remember. Yeah. You keep harping on the one you got right, all right? Mm. Wildy famously called for Charlie Pepper when they were struggling at safety. And I infamously said that Pepper would be no better than Anthony Smith or anybody else that they would have gotten. And now Pepper is making me eat my words.
He knocks the ball out.
I admitted it last week.
And Nick Collins, we said this last week, I think the secondary, I mean, I think even more than the linebackers, this secondary has played amazing football pretty much all year, and they've limited the penalties. Charles Woodson now, 2 weeks in a row, limiting his penalties severely. When they were questioned, it was questioned. He'd have a huge penalty, and then he'd have a big play, and it wasn't more big plays like we're used to from Charles Woodson. But Tremont, I mean, come on. Seriously. Tremont.
He's going to the Pro Bowl this year.
Tremont Williams.
There's no way he is.
He's awesome.
But Pepper, yeah,
I watched him the whole game.
I'll eat
He's
my crow
awesome.
Yet again, just for Mr. Wildy, who apparently didn't tune in last week when I was eating my crow about it. But I'll eat it again live here for you, Wildy, because that's what I do.
Oh, wait. Didn't he say the Jets were going to win?
I think he said the Jets are going to win. And let me just, since we're here, right before you put Maddie to bed, Mr. Wildy, let me just ask you this. You have a show called Green and Gold Today. And you spend 50% of it talking about the Vikings this morning?
Ooh.
Come on. Come on, Wildy. I download this thing so I can listen to it on my way home from work. Your rebuke to this is always like, if you want to set the tone, you want to set what we talk about, then call in. I can't call in, Wildy. I'm at work, all right? I'm making money so I can feed my children.
Man.
All I want is some Packer talk on my train ride home, and I listen to you and Bill talk about freaking Childress and Randy Moss and God knows what else about the freaking Minnesota Vikings, who I hate.
Can't you give them some Packers?
I want to hear is the Packer talk. Is that too much to ask from a show called Green and Gold Today?
Why can't you just give him what he wants? I don't understand.
Charlie Peppra. I see you're Charlie Peppra and raise you Brad Childress and freaking Randy Moss for a half hour of my life.
That was funny. That was a good one. That was better than mine.
That's all I got to say.
I liked it.
That's all I got to say.
I liked that one.
And you know what?
Is it time to take a break?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it's time to take a break. I probably wouldn't have done that little rant there, Wildy, if you had shown up for the tweet up or for the show on Saturday or even for the game. Oh, wait, you had to cover the game. So, you know, just a little more Packer talk in Green and Gold Today. That's all I'm asking.
It's not that much to ask.
It's a show called Green and Gold Today. That's all I'm saying.
Well, maybe it's Green and Gold tomorrow.
Apparently so. I'm going to tune in tomorrow.
It's Green and Gold in a half hour.
Hoping for some more Green and Gold.
No, it's Green and Gold in a half hour.
Green and Gold after we get this Viking stuff out of the way. All right. That said, that off my chest, we're going to take a little break. When we come back, we'll talk a little more defense. We'll talk some special teams with Brian Caravu, and we'll talk a little Packer blogosphere when we come back here live. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Packer transplants. You never know what you're going to get. Dick Chang is in the house.
Dick Chang.
Audience of
Dick
one.
Chang. Dick Chang, come say hello.
Come say hello to the Packer people out here.
Come say hello.
Say hello.
Say hello to that camera right there.
Right there.
Hey, Packer people.
Say hi, Dick. Say hi to Dick Chang.
That's Richard Chang.
He came all the way from Beverly Hills, California.
Beverly Hills, California.
Man.
He's here tomorrow. He leaves back for L.A. or wherever tomorrow?
Yeah.
And he's here. This is like one of his stops on his sightseeing tour.
And you know what? I never met him before Friday.
Nope.
You know how I met him? Twitter.
Yeah, that's how we do it.
That's how we roll up here. You know, because Packer fans are universal. All we got to do is meet up, and we'll handle the rest.
And we'll handle the rest.
That's how we roll here.
So what about that defense? And what about...
Oh, my goodness.
What about the man who is large and in charge?
Let's talk about Howard Green.
Let's talk about little Howard Green.
34 snaps. 34... Okay.
Off of one practice.
Yeah. Well, one practice, 34 snaps.
That's it. That's all we need. We just need a guy to come in here, practice once. Oh, and then we'll have him on the defensive line, playing 34 snaps and blowing up a reverse, all on his own.
Making the Packers look like they have a run defense.
I mean, pretty fantastic.
You know, and something else has to be said. B.J. Raji.
Underrated.
Wow. Okay. B.J. Raji. After the Justin Harrells in our lives, okay? And then we get this guy, B.J. Raji. Could we have lucked out anymore?
The real deal.
Hey, let's go to a 3-4, but I don't have a nose tackle. Who am I going to get?
Let's draft one. Let's have a guy who, let's remember, a lot of people had him going in the top five, dropped to the number 9 spot. Ted took him over Michael Crabtree. Thank you, Ted.
Who else do we get in that round?
Oh, that'd be Clay Matthews.
Damn! What?
Wait. That'd be Clay Matthews.
Wow. We just got half of our defense
in one round
of the draft.
Oh, here's the funny thing about Howard Green is that apparently he came back from his bye week with the Jets 15 to 20 pounds heavier than he was when he left. Apparently the Jets were nonplussed about this development and cut him as soon as he weighed back in. Because they specifically gave him this workout clause in his contract saying you have to come in at this weight after the bye week, and he didn't do it, and so they cut him there on the spot. Dom Capers and
when are they going to do
Mike
that with
Turgevac
Justin Harrell?
And Mike Turgevac said they got him on Green Bay, you know, got him in the Green Bay squad, and they asked Capers about it, and Capers was like, it's fine with me. He can be as big as he wants. Capers had some reference about guys' big rear ends today that I'm not going to get into. But
was it sexy man talk?
I'm sure it was. I'm sure it was sexy man talk.
Wow.
Without question. But Howard Green and B.J. Raji, that's some serious stuff in the middle. Raji, here's the thing. I think someone earlier this week tweeted about you know, not being sold on the move of Pickett and Raji and putting Raji in the middle. Here's what Raji gives you that you didn't get from Pickett.
What's
Pickett
that?
Was great at holding the double teams, but he had no inside move. He had no quickness off the snap of the ball. Raji is a madman when it comes to that stuff.
Speaking
like
of
getting off like quickly and getting into the backfield, holy cow. Like, you see it live. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Not to get too much off track, but when Ryan Pickett came back on the field, I was like, yo, Ryan! He looked at us. Do you remember that?
I don't.
Oh.
I was probably distracted by some other awesomeness being on display.
What was that? The Jets cheerleaders?
No. Oh. No, being on display on the football field. That's where I put my attention.
Oh, I do too, but in between, like, I know Aaron Rodgers got the play, so I'm going to look at the Jets cheerleaders because they're right in front of me. You know what I'm saying?
That's how we work.
There's
it.
There's so much to look at.
There is
in
so
the
much
25 seconds before the play is called.
Hey, speaking of so much to look at, there is something that everyone needs to check out.
What's that?
It's time for you to hit a button, sir. It's time for you to hit a button.
That button?
That's the button, sir.
Gotcha.
Hit it. If you have not checked out Packer Geeks.
Oops, sorry.
No, sorry, play it again.
I was playing
play
it
again.
PackerGeeks.com. PackerGeeks.wordpress.com. But if you do PackerGeeks.com, it does
You'll
the same thing.
You'll find it. Packer Geeks is one of the best and one of the original Packer blogs. They've been around for almost, I think, about as long as we have.
As long as we have. We're parallel, baby.
We're parallel. They're not as, like, hardcore, we want to do this with our lives, like, whatever.
They have a more hardcore writer than we have.
Oh, yes.
Technically.
Much more hardcore. They are fantastic. Andy Hayes is here with us tonight.
Yes, he is.
As our guest panelist on the live blog. His brother, Steven, you may have seen on CNN, is a political correspondent. He is also a hardcore Packer fan, as is his brother Andy, obviously. They run Packer Geeks, and they are fan-flippin-tastic.
They are.
So if you have not checked it out, you need to check it out.
I would concur with that.
However, Andy's crackpot theories of them needing to look at every single name who gets released and trading for every single running back on the planet Earth, that I take issue with. But I will leave that to our blog back and forth. I will not post that here tonight.
You know what? Packer Geeks doesn't really tweet as much, though.
No, I know. It's few and
They're
far
not tweetalicious. They need to be more tweetalicious.
Little more tweeting, I think.
Yeah, well, they definitely need to get their blog so that it goes out on their Twitter so that I can, like, keep up to date
with
them
more.
Keep
up with their posts.
Because exactly. I don't read them as much as I used to, only because I don't know as much going on, only because I'm a Twitter geek.
Well, as are we all.
Yeah, well, I'm a Twitter geek talking to the biggest Twitter geek next to another Twitter geek. And there you go.
It's a triumvirate of Twitter geeks.
Did we mention that Dick Chang was in the house?
Dick Chang in the house!
I just like saying Dick Chang. It's awesome. I wish he was here every day.
I know. It needs to be like a regular
We're
feature.
Definitely funnier
are
with
we
Dick
gonna,
Chang.
Are we going to have to like start flying him
like,
out every week?
We need like a gong. So you're like, gong, Dick Chang. I'm serious.
Oh, my God.
I just like
okay,
it.
Okay, I just lost the ability to think. That's awesome. Oh, my God.
Look, it's already on. The Dick Chang gong.
That's it. It's a regular feature. Born right here
yes. Live.
The Dick Chang gong.
That's how it happens.
That is awesome.
He's going to have to send it to us.
That is awesome.
He's a lot richer than we are, so he can send us
good
a gong.
Lord.
We'll get a FedEx gong to us tomorrow.
the show went ramshackle earlier than normal.
There we
that's
go.
That's awesome. That is
Wait,
excellent.
It is
I love
it's time for a special feature here on She Said TV.
I just was a special. There's so many special features. I can't handle it. Do it. Do it.
Are you ready for this?
I hope so. I'm not sure my heart is into it.
I don't know if we're ready.
Let's do it.
Hello.
Brian Caribou. What's up, Brian?
Brian?
Not much, guys. I'm doing well.
he's tending to the live blog right now.
Brian, I'm sorry. We're calling you and making you work.
He held my call, I think.
I hope you... Oh! Brian! Brian?
No, I'm back. Sorry about that.
Dude! Did you just put us on hold?
He put...
Brian. Did you just tell us to talk to the hand? Are you serious?
I'm just got a million things open on my computer right now. I'm trying to mute the sound from my broadcast player and trying to listen to you guys at the same time.
It's a hard thing. I understand.
All right. I can't multitask.
All right. So was the special teams extravaganza that we saw on Sunday, minus the big return, the one big return, is that the best the special teams has played all season? Go.
Well, early in the season, the first couple games, they played really well.
I know. That's why I'm asking the question. Was this their best performance ever? Go.
It's tough. It was certainly the best punting performance, but that's really the only thing that was outstanding. I mean, if you look at punt return, wasn't anything special. Kickoff wasn't anything special. Crosby was his typical 3 out of 4, 75%. He'll never be over 80%, it doesn't seem like. So it's hard to quantify, I guess. I would say no, because they were better in several areas earlier the season.
Okay. All right. I'll take that.
There you go.
Do you agree? I do, for those caring. I agree with Bob McGinn, but do you agree with Bob McGinn that Tim Massey's performance on Sunday is the most dominant performance by a Packers punter ever?
I suppose in my lifetime, it's the most memorable. I wasn't around for, prior to the late 80s, I suppose, when I probably was first becoming a fan, in my memory, yes, we'll say so.
There you go. That's what I like to hear. Heading into the Cowboy game.
Wait a second.
Uh-oh. Corey's got to break it down for a second.
Brian.
Oh, no.
Brian.
This doesn't bode well.
Last week, what happened when we asked you for a prediction?
So I just want to know, are you going to, when I'm right about things, are you going to, point that out as well?
We always do. What are you talking about?
I don't know. Corey is getting all mad about people not predicting the Packers to...
Because that's what he does. That's Corey Banky.
Okay. It's called Packer transplants. It's not called Vikings transplants. Jets transplants. It's Packer transplants!
He's grabbing the mic, ladies and gentlemen. Just so we know. Just so we're all aware. Wow.
So you want my opinion? That's what you get. You're gonna get the
I love you, Brian.
The unvarnished
truth. Look, that's what I want to hear,
Brian. You know I love you. That's all I have to say about that. Seriously.
There you go. Okay. So what's your thought on Sunday? Let's get it out of the way. What's your prediction for Sunday night?
The Cowboys are just so out of whack, and especially without Tony Romo, I just can't see them beating the Packers. You know, they still have a lot of talent on that roster there. Their linebacking core is fantastic, and I can see them being dangerous. But I still can't see them beating the Packers on the road. So Packers win. By 10 points, we'll say.
I have a serious special teams question for you regarding the Cowboy game. Do you think they will kick to the rookie sensation there, Dez Bryant, who's taken a couple back to the house already?
Yeah, I mean they haven't seemed to be hesitant to kick it away from anybody else this year.
I don't know. They kind of kept away from Percy Harvin, didn't they? I mean, after the Harvin had that big run back, they kind of just started those were kickoffs,
yeah,
obviously.
I suppose you're right. They started squibbing it there.
Right. And they started kicking it.
They'll try to see what they can do schematic wise first, I imagine. Right. I mean, you think back to the first game of the season and DeSean Jackson and how they tried to directionally kick.
right.
Away from him. So things like that. I think that's the first line in defense. And after that fails, then kick it away from him.
Got it. All right. Yeah, I can buy that for a dollar. All right. So we've got your prediction. We've got your thoughts on special teams. Anything else jump out of you from the Jets game that you wanted to touch on?
Just a fantastic performance by the defense. I mean, that's, and you guys have already touched on that, but that can't be overstated enough. I thought Steve Wyche of NFL.com had a real nice article talking about how the Packers brought Charlie Peppra down in the box and played with pretty much eight men in the box all game long, which they haven't really done that much this year.
Right.
So I just think that's, you know, Dom Capers maybe is not getting enough credit for coming up with that scheme. So that's noteworthy.
I would
Fantastic.
Agree with that.
Definitely I would totally agree with that. All right, Brian
Everybody,
Caribou.
Check out Brian Caribou's post-game show Tuesday. Oh, he's got his morning shows, Tuesdays and Friday mornings.
And post-games.
And then post-games, right after the game. Brian, I don't know. You are awesome at the post-game shows. I don't know how you do that.
I don't know how you do it.
You are so even-keel and awesome, and I love those post-game shows. I'm actually sorry I missed it. I was lucky enough to see it on replay.
There you go. Check it out. Brian, thanks a lot.
Yep, thanks, guys.
I love how Brian comes back every week to get abused by Corey. Like, if I was Brian,
I
would stop picking up the phone.
Look, I don't abuse him
every
week.
When I saw
the
thing come up on Skype, I'd be like, screw you. I'm just going to keep moderating the live blog here. You guys do what you want to do.
Brian and I have a relationship outside of this show.
I am well aware.
Okay? How I feel about it is there's an hour and a half of this show, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the only part, and I can't even control half of it, right?
Right.
But I can control like this small smidgen where I can be like, it can be just, it's my own little Packer universe, right?
Right.
And so, you know, I got to defend that territory.
I hear you, dude.
And people are like, oh, Banky's drunk, okay? Dick Chang can attest to the fact. This is my second beer, okay? And my voice is cracking because I was yelling all day Sunday, and I still haven't gotten it back.
That's right. That is correct.
Sorry. But I love Brian Caribou. Seriously. I just, you know, Packer fans, we got to root for the Packers. Even when everything in our face is telling us that the Packers suck, because trust me, okay? I was there in the 80s. I got the little cards from the police officers
that told you the Packers suck.
And they sucked, and I still had faith. And you know what? When they won, it was a beautiful thing, just like it was Sunday. It was a beautiful thing.
It was beyond a beautiful thing.
Shutting out the New York favorited Jets by the largest media network and all of the Green Bay faithful.
Let me tell you this. There are a whole bunch of New York writers who were thrilled with Sunday's outcome. I got
to
tell you this.
It's something to write about.
Like, let me tell you this. Before the game,
it wasn't Rex Ryan hero worship.
Leading up to the game, I had three New York writers who cover the Jets privately tell me that they were pulling for the Packers on Sunday because they wanted to watch the Jets go down. The Jets are hated by a good portion of the media in this town. A good portion. So Sunday was a huge day of reckoning for them. And now they're, like, gleefully questioning the Jets about Sunday's debacle. How could they lose? How could it happen?
I do like Rex Ryan, though.
I would love Rex Ryan as a reporter to cover as far as, like, quotes.
Good stuff.
But to deal with that attitude and, like, the... I don't know. I've heard some things.
Speaking of attitude, let's just talk really quickly. We did touch on Lombardi play.
Yes.
But I want to tell everybody who's in New York watching the show, that's watching it on replay or listening to the podcast, listen, go see this play. I'm not saying that because I'm a Packer fan. I'm not even saying that because I'm a theater fan. And I'm not saying it because I'm a sports fan. It's amazing. It's amazing. You sit there, and if you are a Packer fan, it's like doubly amazing. But it's just, it's really refreshing to see Dan Lauria like dive into this character. And a guy from Long Island, he's a guy from Long Island just like Vince Lombardi. I mean, literally, Dan Lauria and Vince Lombardi track like this. If Vince Lombardi was still alive, they literally track. Yep. And the guy just totally embodies him. It's brilliant. It's really good.
No, it's a fantastic performance.
And I'm not saying that because they paid me.
And
you know?
Judith And Judith Light is fantastic.
Oh, Judith Light, man. Oh, man. Everybody.
Those are the two performances.
Yeah, well, that's,
everybody
yeah.
else is good.
Keith Knobbs is good, though.
He's good, but those two are great. I mean, they are great. It's unbelievable. Highly recommend it. Everyone should check it out. If you get the chance, if you're in town, go see it.
Debo NJ, Buddy. Did Buddy protect you, Debo? Did Buddy protect you at the Jets game? All right.
All right. We got 10 minutes. What do people want to talk about? Throw it up on the live blog, people. Give us something. We can riff on it. We can talk about it. We got 10 minutes before we have to go on break and talk to Tim Massey. Coming off the most dominant performance by a Packer punter ever.
Let's talk about the Dallas Cowboys.
We're contractually obligated to say that.
Why don't we talk about the Dallas Cowboys?
Because they suck, and I hate
Dallas. They really do suck this year.
I hate Dallas.
They really suck.
I can't even begin to tell you. You know how great it is to watch Jerry Jones suffer through a season like this?
That's an expensive team right there.
Jerry Jones, the man who wants to kill revenue sharing in the NFL, the man who on record has said that the labor unrest at the moment is the perfect opportunity to kill revenue sharing. The very thing who has made that has made the NFL what it is today. It is so great to watch his team go down in flames.
That team makes a lot of money. That team makes money on their cheerleaders. They make so much money. They mint money.
And they're 1-6.
Nice.
Fantastic.
Dallas.
So, yes, I agree with what Brian was saying in regards to Dallas. They still have a lot of talent on that team.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. Against the Jaguars, none of it came to play. If David Gerard, however you want to say it, can throw for 4 touchdowns and I think run for another one, Aaron Rodgers should throw for 18 touchdowns on Sunday night. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That'd
David
nice.
Gerard, really? Really?
That would be nice.
David Gerard on the road in Dallas.
I'd like
throws for 4 touchdowns. If you're in Lambeau Field and your name is Aaron Rodgers, you better put up 18 TDs. Well, I will not be happy.
The funny thing is though,
18 people.
Rodgers has his own beef with the Cowboys. It's the first game he came in for.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
He's got his own beef. He's got his own thing with the Cowboys.
His own little unfinished
business. That has nothing to do with Packer fans.
Little unfinished business there for Mr. Rodgers. And, you know, 18 touchdowns. That's what I'm talking about.
I would love 18 touchdowns.
And it doesn't. I don't want, like, you know, we get ahead by a lot and Matt Flynn comes in and throws for 4 or 5. No, I want Rodgers to get all 18.
Oh, I wouldn't mind that.
No, I mind. I want Rodgers for 18 touchdowns. And I think Alex Talish would agree with me simply because Aaron Rodgers is his quarterback in the Cheesehead TV Fantasy League.
Oh, here's a good question.
What's that?
Will Brian Bulaga be able to block DeMarcus Ware? That's a good matchup right there.
That is. Ware usually goes over to the right side and will match up with Chad Clifton. However, obviously, I think they'll try and get him over on the left side for the purpose of getting him against Bulaga. And yes, I think he will.
You know, somebody asked about the trap game. I'm not worried about the trap game from the Packers anymore because of the season. Because
right.
how the season is gone right now, unless we go undefeated like the next 5 games, which I would love. But until that happens, I'm not that worried that they're not going to get up for the game like the Jets were.
Because every
right?
game is like
because they've had
important.
Yeah, and they've been in overtime now. Everybody on this team, with the exception of the man who had 34 snaps and was on our team for 1 practice,
Howard Green,
has seen this team be in overtime and lose close games. They've experienced what the Jets experienced on Sunday,
yep.
twice, 3 yep. times, 4 times,
many times,
every game this season, pretty much.
Very, very true. Couldn't agree more. They know that they got to bring their A game every Sunday. I don't worry about them not being up for the game.
I wish they were called underdogs every week, but I always wish that with the Green Bay Packers because, you know, I saw the Denver Super Bowl where they were favorites.
Why you got to go there?
I'm just saying, anytime the Packers are favorites in our lifetime, we're going to lose.
I don't know about that, but Charles Woodson had it perfect.
There's
after
a
the
good
game.
Chance.
After
though.
The game, Charles Woodson said, "Don't call us underdogs. All right? We're a good football team. Yeah, we lost some games in overtime. We're a good football team. We're not freaking underdogs."
Lost some games, and Chad Clifton gave up the sack in the Redskins game.
You're never going to let
yes,
him live
And yes, I am holding
down.
A grudge. So.
You are not going to let him live that one play down.
It's overtime.
Man makes 1,000 plays in a season.
It's overtime.
You're not going to let him live that
it's
one
It's overtime.
Play down.
All you have to do is protect the quarterback. Although, you know, you could say the same thing about who Clay Matthews beat on the sack in the end of fourth quarter on this game. So,
okay, Christian in Minneapolis. Yeah. Yeah, talking about how Packers need to try and sign Randy Moss. I know he's kidding. I know he's kidding. But to even put that on the line,
Randy Moss.
Fight that discussion.
Yeah, we haven't talked about Randy Moss yet. And
because you know why? Because we're not called Green and Gold today.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
If we were called Green and Gold today,
oh, that's why I didn't
we'd be talking about Randy Moss.
I forgot that.
And possibly Brad Childress if we had the time left over. You know, if we had an extra half hour laying around. Don't get me started again, people.
I was wondering why I didn't bring up Randy Moss.
Good.
And then I remembered.
Googly moogly, people.
Is it time to take another break?
Yeah, why not?
It's almost no, because we got Packer, punter, Tim Massey, maybe.
In the house. Let's not count our chickens before the hatch.
It's Packer Transplants.
First-time guests are always a hit-and-miss proposition.
Yeah, and Dick Chang is in the house.
And Dick Chang is here. We don't know what kind of luck he brings.
You never know what's going to happen. Is it lucky? Is it not? He doesn't even have a Cheesehead TV t-shirt on.
Not. And I gotta admit, he's not wearing any
Packer. He said it was dirty.
Whatever.
He said his Packer Transplants. He said his Cheesehead TV t-shirt was dirty, so there you go.
Yeah, likely story.
But he did say.
The dominant Tim Massey. It's true.
The dominant.
Most dominant performance by a Packer punter ever. I don't even know if that's true. I'm just going to keep saying it.
Why don't we talk about the Randy Moss catering incident?
Let's not. It's Randy freaking Moss.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I keep forgetting that we're not talking about that.
Aaron, let's talk about Jackson. Let's talk about Jackson. I talked about it a little bit in the first
Brandon
segment.
Jackson? You mean the running back that Mike McCarthy doesn't know we have?
That just refuses to acknowledge.
We have a running back?
I was so happy that Bob McGinn wrote about his toughness today. I mean, this kid takes, like, at least one shot where this, like, 400-pound guy comes through the line unblocked every single game. The zone blocking scheme where we let through a 400-pound guy to rail on our halfback at least once a game.
Mm.
At least once a game. And Jackson just pops up like it's nothing. And people want to talk about how he's not tough. Give me a freaking break. Give the man the ball.
I wish you'd just give him the ball. Why? I don't understand. I don't understand why isn't he treated like the
CD,
top five guy you have to get
you
the ball
to. You
don't
need a running game. You don't need a run. Don't get me started on this, CD. You don't need a running game. Trying to make fun of me saying we don't need a running game to win the Super Bowl.
Andy,
oh, you mean like the Steelers when they won it?
Hey.
You mean like the
Colts Geeks
when they got there?
Packer Geeks wants to fight you on this. Packer Geeks.
Oh,
Andy is
fight.
Saying Jackson is okay, fellas. He's just not that good. He's not terrible, but he's no better than average.
And that's, hey, and you know what? All I've said all along, and this is what your brother doesn't get, Andy, and I hope you give him the message.
There you go.
While
give
he's busy
the message.
Recounting whatever the heck's going on
well,
election night tonight.
Yeah, who cares?
I hope you give him this
election
message.
Election night. Packers, come on.
I've never said that he's Barry freaking Sanders. What have I said? He's good enough.
Yeah, and if you give him some attempts, maybe he can show you some production.
That's all he needs to do.
That's
is
it.
Be good enough. Okay, do we have a Cheesehead TV football in the house? Here's one. Here's one right here. I said it. I think it was week two or week three. This is all Aaron Rodgers needs to do.
Wait, no, they can't see that on camera. Hold on. Let's do that on the...
It's all he needs to do.
Show it again in front of here, right here.
That's it. That's all he needs to do. I don't need Barry Sanders. I don't need Jim Brown. He just needs Brandon freaking Jackson.
That's
all he needs.
Everybody says we're full of rage tonight.
We need a running game. We need the threat of a running game. We need a game that they can go, wait. Oh, there's Greg Jennings streaking down the sideline for a touchdown. That's all he needs. Don't talk to me about we need a running game. We need some attempts. Open up stuff. That's all we need. We need a running game. We don't need... Well, Mike Sherman had a running game. How many Super Bowls did we win? Thank you.
Oh, that would be zero.
Good night. Mark it zero, dude.
Mark it zero.
Oh, that dominant running game really won a lot of championships. Oh, it was fantastic.
You know, hey. I did like Jumbo, okay?
I love Jumbo. How many championships did it bring home?
We got to the playoffs.
Okay, Denny Green.
Seriously, did you call me Denny Green?
Hey, you just talking playoffs.
You are not the team I thought you were.
You're just talking playoffs as an accomplishment.
Playoffs?
All right, now we need to take a break.
We've derailed.
Yes, we have, officially.
All right,
when we come back, hopefully, we'll be talking to Tim Massey, punter for the Green Bay Packers, coming off what is billed as only, and will forever only be, most dominant performance by a Green Bay Packer punter ever. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live on the line with Tim Massey, punter for the Green Bay Packers. How are you tonight, Tim?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on tonight.
Well, thanks a lot for coming on. I mean, I think we can say without question, you are the star of the game on Sunday, and if not the talk of the town. You getting a lot of feedback from your performance on Sunday?
I mean, well, sure. We went in and broke down the film on Monday. Then we always, you know, we're breaking down offense, defense, and special teams. So we met on all that stuff, and we graded out pretty well in special teams.
Without question, obviously, you're being a little modest here. I'm not sure if you saw Mike McCarthy's post game press conference, and he was effusive in his praise of your performance. Has he or Sean Slocum talked to you about that at all, or are they just kind of letting it slide and thinking we're just going to keep on keeping on?
No, sure. I've talked to both those guys, and both of them told me they were proud of me for the way I played Sunday, and that means the world to me. But as for now, it's on to the Dallas Cowboys and trying to perform well against them.
Let's go back to training camp. When you came in, I think, obviously a lot was made about how neither you nor the punter you were in camp against had taken any kind of, had never punted in an NFL game before. They kept both of you all the way through camp. I made the decision, the last cut down. What was your relationship like with Ryan? What was that time like? And just talk to us a little bit about, what training camp was like and going through that process.
Yeah, sure. I mean, really, did you ask me what my relationship with Chris was like?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Chris and I were friends, and we competed really from the get-go in March when we both got to Green Bay, all the way through the end of preseason. I mean, it was a long, drawn-out competition for good reason, and I mean, training camp was a great experience. I got a taste of training camp last year with the Colts, but then to get into the preseason games and really compete, that entire time, it was tough and it was good. And I mean, obviously, I was happy to eventually win the job.
Taking it, and then coming out of training camp and then into the preseason and the season, it's been well documented that first couple weeks have been up and down. Fair about it, was there any point where, Slocum or McCarthy or anybody on the coaching staff kind of drew you aside and said, "Look, we need to do something different," or was it always just kind of hold the course, keep doing what you're doing? And they just wanted to see, you kind of work through things, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, the latter part of what you said is, I guess, kind of how it all played out. I mean, really, it was just, I obviously know that I need to perform consistently. But it wasn't an issue of, trying different stuff. It was just an issue of continuing to plug away and continuing to practice well, so in hopes that it would translate more consistently on Sundays. And thankfully, it's been more consistent the last 3 out of 4 weeks and the last 2 weeks in a row.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, you could see it definitely come alive during the Viking game. And funnily enough, I've been in the stadium the last 2 games. Obviously, I think it's me. Looking at the Jets game, I think the number one question I've been asked since people have found out that you were going to be on the show, and this is not a joke, number one question I've been asked is, do you have the freedom? We know the Jets punter has the freedom. Do you have the freedom to take off on 4th and 18 when you're on your own 20-yard line?
I tell you what, you would not find me just tucked on 4th and 18 most likely. And if I were to get stopped short, I would probably just turn around and run into the locker room because I would not want to go back to the sideline. Actually, that play was interesting. I mean, Steve, their punter, he's a great athlete, and he's done that successfully many times in the league. And during the practice week, Sean Slocum had us perfectly prepared for that. He had me on the look team. He had me do that, and it played out almost exactly the same way that it played in the game. I ran and it picked up several yards and was getting to the sideline. Anthony Smith got me on the sidelines. I mean, it was funny how it played out pretty much the exact same way as in the game.
I was just going to ask, when you said that you guys practiced it, Anthony Smith was like the kind of the spy? Because I know he made the force out in the game, and that was his responsibility in the practice too?
Well, he was kind of, I mean, he's always going to kind of spy the punter to make sure he punts the ball.
Right.
And I'm not sure what look we were. I don't know if we were in a seven box. I think we were in a seven box, but I'm not sure.
Right.
Anyway, he did a great job, though, out there. And Coach Logan had done a great job of preparing us.
Well, I got to tell you, Corey and I were in the front row behind the Packer bench, and some New York Jets kids turned to us after, I think, your third punt and said, "Who is this guy?" And we said, that's our punter. Thank you very much. Have you heard a lot from – you can't look at a game recap. You can't talk to people about this game without hearing about your performance. Have you heard from more people than usual? I mean, I guess you would expect to hear from your fans and your friends and your family, but have you heard from more people than usual? Have you heard from maybe NFL people about your game on Sunday?
I guess I've heard more than usual after this game, but for the most part, I try to, you know, whether it's negative or positive, I kind of try to let it, you know, kind of just go past me, and just try to move forward and keep playing so that I'm not getting too high or too low, emotionally and try to just plug ahead. But yeah, I mean, I guess I've heard, I've had a few more interview requests this week. Let's put it that way, I guess.
Oh, certainly you're not accusing us of jumping on the bandwagon. No, of course not.
No.
Of course not. Hey, here's a question, a non-football question that everybody wants to know. Why aren't you on Twitter? Let's get you on Twitter. Why haven't you joined the Twitter revolution yet?
What's happening?
Why would you join the Twitter revolution?
Why have you not joined Twitter? That's what, you know.
Why have I not? You know what? I actually just opened a Twitter account about, like, in training camp, but I have never, I activated an account, but I've never used it.
Okay.
I guess I would say because I have my hands full, being technologically challenged as I am with having a cell phone and Facebook, I really can't handle anything else. That's almost too much for me right there.
All right, but you're on Facebook, so people can.
You activated an account. Do you want to say what the name of the account is?
for my Facebook account?
Sure, or the Twitter account. Sure.
Well, it's all probably just Tim Massey. I don't think there's anything.
Nothing too exotic. If they search you, they'll find you.
Right. Yeah. My name is pretty much. Yeah. That's it.
You know, going back a little bit. When you were growing up, was it, I want to be a punter? Or how did you get into kicking the football?
No, you know, I really, I grew up playing pretty much every other sport besides football. And then in high school, got, you know, kind of recruited by the high school football coach to come out and try kicking. So I did that. And I started playing football my junior year of high school. And then the University of Kentucky, like, saw potential in me as a punter, and so I signed with them coming out of high school, and then played 4 years there, and 2 years later wound up here. Growing up, I didn't really have aspirations of being a punter or kicker. No.
Well, Packer fans are lucky to have you. Obviously, it's fantastic that you're here. It's fantastic you're on the Packers, and it's fantastic you've taken the time to talk to us tonight.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us. You're an absolute gentleman and a scholar. Hopefully we'll have you on later on in the season.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Tim Massey, punter of the Green Bay Packers, coming off the most dominant performance by a Green Bay Packer punter ever.
There you go.
That's how we roll. People put in dominant performances, we have them on the show.
Don't say that.
Well, that's what we do.
So far.
That's what we do. That's what we do.
Oh, man.
Let's call Alex Tawish.
Okay.
He's not on.
Oh, Alex Tawish isn't on.
No.
Alex Tawish isn't on? I was complaining how we never call him and he's not on? Not ready for his call?
I'm gonna call him anyway.
Call him anyway.
I don't have a thing for him though.
That's all right. We'll see if he picks up.
That would be a no.
That'd be no. Alex Talish denying.
It's funny how he's like, call me, but he's not on.
Yeah, it's interesting how that works. I don't know why.
Everybody's like, call Wildy. No, we're not going to bother Wildy.
We're not going to bother Wildy. Wildy's busy putting his baby down.
We do have a master
date. The person
date.
Whom you're trying to reach is currently unavailable.
It's currently unavailable.
That's how Alex rolls.
Oh, no.
He's like, I have a phone. No, but that's not how we roll here. You know what you need to do.
Roll on Skype, dog.
You know what you need to do, Talish. Come on. This is a little mass day for us.
Look at that.
For Talish.
Look at this punt. Are you kidding me? Are you quitting me? This is redonkulous. Look at this. This is called old school coffin corner right there. That is right where the guy
here he is.
Cannot
here we go.
Return it.
Oh, warning.
Warning? You're getting a warning? That's never good.
Yeah, that's not good.
Warnings are
I get warnings
good.
All the time. Come on. I get warnings from Jets fans.
Why am I not surprised?
I get warnings from Jets fans. I get warnings from Packer fans. I get warnings from people on Twitter.
I don't want to buy anything.
Talish,
I'm hanging up. How are you tonight, Alex?
I'm pretty good. Great show, guys. Good stuff on Mass Day there.
Thanks, buddy. So
no,
I saw you gave Charlie Peppra your game ball.
I did. I did, man.
What caused you to reach for that button?
It's those two plays. I mean, you're sitting there watching the game, and the two plays where I was almost jumping out of my seat involved Charlie Peppra, especially that over-the-middle fourth down play. I mean, you watch the game, you sit there, and at the end of everything, it's like, Charlie Peppra saved that game for us. Just think if that play had been completed right there. That was a huge gain down
it's
the
true.
Middle.
Absolutely.
But it changed everything.
Yep.
Charlie P, he gets my game ball.
True.
I'm totally down with that. You know what I'm not totally down with? Is you discounting Brandon Jackson's 27-yard run at the end of the first half.
It's a throw. I'm not bashing Brandon Jackson, but you can't just figure that in his numbers. Nobody was prepared for that play. Everybody
thought
we were
running. That's the point. Nobody was prepared for it because they're waiting for us to pass it because they think we're going to try and get into like field goal range or a touchdown range, and they go out of the shotgun against the front.
But you cannot say, even the team wasn't expecting to score there. We were trying to run out the clock, and that was the bottom line. It's the same thing, like I was trying to tell you earlier, which you couldn't understand, apparently, as throwing a Hail Mary pass.
See, I disagree. I disagree. I think that's totally different. You throw a Hail Mary pass, you're throwing it up for grabs. When you run the ball, you're not throwing anything up for grabs.
Wait, hold
you're
on.
You're running a play.
Hold the presses. You disagree with Alex?
I know.
We were running out the clock. It's just
you still have to run. Running out the clock, you can dive on the ground.
The defense didn't care. You could tell.
Oh my God! Now you're telling me the Jets didn't care.
Admit it. You were surprised to see that run. Admit it.
Oh, I was surprised. That doesn't mean it doesn't count. I'm surprised when they throw up a touchdown for a Hail Mary. It doesn't mean that the Hail Mary touchdown doesn't count.
But they weren't trying to score. They were just going to run out the clock, and he got lucky, confusing everybody else. 55 yards.
Because luck never figures into any yardage ever gained in a football game ever. I understand.
Okay, fair.
All right, we're going to agree to disagree on this one.
15 for 55, studly performance by Beach.
I'll tell you what, Dale Z's jokes are just really funny right now.
Dale Z is funny. Do you know he's up for the next big comic in Chicago right now, and you can vote for him, and you should.
You absolutely should. Somebody should throw that link up on the live blog. Vote for Dale Z.
I'll vote for Dale Z. He's calling you Aunt Mabel right now, Alex.
It doesn't matter.
He's calling me Aunt Mabel. Well, screw
one of
him,
us.
Then.
One
Nine
of us is Aunt Mabel.
You can vote for too, by the way. So
oh, good Lord. Quit talking over each other.
Yes.
What, is this your first time here?
There's no script.
Lord.
Well, there is one, but I never read it.
You never read it. Apparently, Corey never reads it.
What script?
Luckily, Brian reads it, but he's on the show the least amount, so doesn't matter. He reads it. He knows when we call him, and that's about it. When we're supposed to call him. Good Lord.
Well, I appreciate you calling me because, I mean, I was going to write a post during this 5 minutes, but now I can't because it was my only available
Well, you
time.
Were going to write a post?
So
That was gonna be the fourth one this season, right?
That'll
I admit, and I'll personally apologize to Packer transplants for slacking. I got 6 more weeks of school. I'll step it up during the playoffs. I got some things going on the side. My boss is a dick most of the time. I'm just trying to get through it all.
You're right. So, I got nothing going on.
Yeah.
Good Lord. All right, Talish, what's your prediction for Sunday? Be mindful. Corey is listening.
31-7 pack, if not 31-3.
There you go.
John Kitten is a bum. We roll.
You can't even come on Packers Lounge without rooting for the Pack. You think I'm territorial about the Packers? You can't even go over to Packers Lounge and say vi. If you even say vi, that's it. That's all you get. You're banned.
Oh, nice. Nice. All right. I like that. 31-7 or 31-3. You heard it here first. Alex Talish, thanks so much for joining us tonight on Packer Transplants.
Appreciate it, guys. Have a good night.
Corey Behnke, what's your prediction for Sunday night?
That the Packers win.
There you go.
That's all I care about. You know, everybody cares about. My dad cares about. He was here this weekend, too. That was fun.
It was great. It was great to see
you. It was fun hanging out with him. Everybody cares about, like, you know, the spread and all that stuff. Yeah. Don't care.
Well, there's a reason they care about the spread.
Packers by half. Packers by one. As long as it's Packers by. Don't care. That's how I roll.
It's Packers by.
Right?
I like that. I'm going to say Packers 128, Cowboys -3. That'll do it. That'll do it.
Somebody goes, isn't his boss Corey? That was Alex's dig at me. And no, I am not Alex's boss.
Not yet, yeah. Anyway.
No.
Someday.
And if that was a dig at me, he's fired.
Oh, nice.
Oh, and there you go.
Who else can we rip on?
I think
Max says, I'm bored. Can we talk about the Vikings game again? All right, now, okay, well, first of all, did you just come on and say you're bored?
I love how Max Ginsburg tweets all this stuff about Packer transplants, how he wants to see it, and now he's bored.
He's bored. So wait, have you been watching for the last half hour and now you're bored? You've been watching all night and now you're bored? Or you've been bored all night and now you're more bored? Or you're just bored because we're talking? Lord. I don't know why we do this, Corey.
I will say, you know, Holly posted that picture of her at Halloween.
That was fantastic.
That was an awesome costume. I wish I would have been in D.C. for that. Actually, I was thinking about that. I was like, man, because Saturday night we didn't have anything planned.
No.
How cool would that have been to, like, go to D.C. for Saturday night and hang out?
That would have been great. That
would have been awesome.
All right. Time to wrap it up.
Life gets in the way sometimes.
Sometimes it does. Sometimes it doesn't. Most of the time the word is does. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure to join us next week. Who knows whose dominant performance will be featured on Packer Transplants next week after the Cowboy game.
Jarrett Bush.
The Cowboy dismantling, if you will.
It's going to be Jarrett Bush's best game as a Packer.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. That'll do it for this week's episode of Packer Transplants. Big thanks to our special guest, Tim Mathday, as well as Andy Hayes for joining us on the live blog from the Packer blog, Packer Geeks. Speaking of the live blog, thanks as always to Brian Caravu and Alex Talish, along with Holly Phelps, Jamie Joyers, and the rest of the crew. You guys really helped make this a unique fan experience that can't be found anywhere else on the internet.
Nope.
We'll see you next week. Thank you, and good night.